Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for joining me here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. We're here to go and talk about software. And right now, my guest, he is one of many experienced entrepreneurs on the team and executive managers doing successful software with large-scale financial services and healthcare enterprises. And with that said, we're here to talk about the only digital registry of validated and verified brands and the legalized cannabis, CBD, and hemp industries, Credible. That's Credible with a Q. And joining me right now on the line is the CEO of Credible, Brian Fitzpatrick. Brian, thanks for being on with us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Besides, before we got on the air, you know, we talked about your extensive career outside of what you're doing right now. But for the most part, you've been 25 years plus working on software and related platforms. So software as a service.
Specifically,
innovative cloud-based software solving complex industry issues and using advanced technologies like machine learning, robotic process automation, and blockchain. So, I mean, it's so surprising that in this decade, we're getting so much of AI and machine learning now embedded into everything. Hell, even in the podcasting process now, I can remaster old bad audio and make it sound better with AI. It's where we are today. Now, we've seen it obviously embedded into the cannabis industry. Talk to me, and also we're talking about when it comes to financial solutions, using blockchain technology as well. So take me into what Credible is doing and how it's serving the cannabis industry with this software and what it's able to do.
Absolutely. A lot of people ask me, so what is it that you do? And very simply, we make the cannabis, hemp, and CBD industry safer for all parties. And how we do that is by using advanced technology. So it's no mystery that there's a trust and transparency issue, not because it's a bad industry. This is a great industry. This is a wonderful industry. And I have a great passion for this. But the issue is we need to build up the trust within the supply chain. And we need to get these good providers that are in the industry to be known. And we need to separate out really the wheat from the chaff. You know, we really need to know from all the way from the folks that are manufacturing all the way to the consumers who are ultimately who we're serving. They need to know what's going on, and they need trust and transparency. So we utilize technology to advance all those causes all around the supply chain of bringing trust and transparency into the industry.
We've talked a lot about when it comes to hemp and cannabis, the various ways to validate, the ways to create compliance from seed to sale. And just as I was mentioning before, and what I've been talking about with the Hemp Expo ongoing in Colorado Springs, as we record this program, one of the things I talked about with a guest was she's a consultant, and she's right now working with another person in the industry that's working on good manufacturing practices. We talk about certificates of analysis. We talk about, you know, certified seals, all these different areas that come in. But there's only so much that's actually talking about how to validate and to regulate and to have compliance that goes above and beyond what any cannabis control board expects or whatever federal legalization or any kind of federal oversight will have in the future. The idea is you're talking about a platform that is trying to create that opportunity to go ahead and have that transparency to the entire hemp and CBD supply chain. Talk to me how this platform is able to go ahead and create that credibility with a Q.
Sure. So if you're one of those companies that's going above and beyond, and there's a lot of them out there, by the way, they're not waiting for the government to tell them what to do. They're concerned about quality. They're concerned about transparency. So they go out, they get their EGMP certification. They get all of these, you know, good housekeeping seals to do all the right things, including ISO certifications. But I can tell you this, that there's people out there who are faking it, right? So if you're one of those companies spending all that money to do the right thing, to be in compliance, to actually do the things that are above and beyond what even the government's requiring just for the benefit of putting out a good product that is safe to consumers, and then you're competing with somebody who's lowballing your price because they're not spending any of that money, right? That's not fair to the good providers of this industry. And it's just not right. And here's the problem. The buyers, they don't know who's who. They're just confused at the end of the day. So what we're really trying to do, and we're doing a national launch to consumers at the end of this year, we have a big sign-up list right now on our website at www.credible.com. You know, you just hit I'm a consumer and sign up. Because we're going to notify you of a free app that's going to be available, because I can tell you this. There's a big shadow consumer market out there right now. There's consumers that, you know, they're afraid. They're afraid to try CBD. They're afraid to try cannabis because, first of all, and it's not just the taboo. That's starting to go away. But they don't know who's who or what's what.
Right.
So all the time, consumers are asking me, you know, friends and family and everybody who, you know, who knows I'm in the industry, what should I be buying? Who should I be buying it from? And I keep saying, just wait for the Credible app, and we're going to direct you to those companies that are the good providers. And by the way, even though we will connect, we don't make money when those companies sell.
Can I make that point for you, Brian? Because over on your LinkedIn page, actually, you made a point about a CBD company owner being literally in tears.
She saw how
your platform helped her to stay out in a crowded space, and that your only mission is promoting trust and transparency. And you said, just like you said now, you don't take revenue from her when a consumer or anybody that comes on the platform, when a consumer or wholesale buyer finds her on the Credible platform, and that there would be a conflict of interest. And all you're doing is you're trying to vet and verify quality brands and help consumers to find you. Now, you could take to go ahead and, you know, obviously you're talking about the conflict of interest, but we know there are other companies out there that would take the fee. What is it that you're talking to me about, you know, that doing, having that peace of mind for yourself that you're trying to go and just do, you know, yeoman's work to help companies find them without taking the extra fee on top of what you've already gotten for them to use the platform?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have a flat fee to our brands, and it's very affordable. And the goal is to connect them with their buyers, connect buyers to them. So buyers can do the research and find that this is a vetted and verified brand. You know, if they're licensed, they're properly licensed. If they're certified, it actually is a real certification, right? So there's a whole bunch of marketplaces out there that have been doing, you know, great work. So
you're right. Correct.
Yeah. So companies like Leafly and Weed Maps, I mean, they're important marketplaces to drive sales, but that's not our model, right? So our model is essentially to help consumers find good brands and where those brands are sold, even if it's on a Leafly or a Weed Maps. And so we're not competing with those companies. That's not our mission. Our mission is to basically match buyers with sellers and give them the tools and the resources through technology that they need to be able to vet and verify. It's sort of like, you know, and this has been used before, but it's like the Carfax of cannabis, right? I mean, Carfax changed the way you buy used cars. Before, it was buyer beware, right? we're turning that model to a little bit more of a buyer educated model, and just how that buyer education changed the car buying process. We believe the same thing is necessary because, yes, there are some bad actors in every industry, in this industry, you know, as well. And guess what? It's the good actors that are really working hard. And this is why this woman was in tears, by the way, because she's like, I don't know how, you know, I'm doing everything right, and I don't know how to stand out, you know, to these companies that are undercutting my prices, right? Just because they're not spending money on the things I'm spending money on for safety and quality and transparency. And she said, finally, this is something that could help me stand out. And that's who we're committed to. We're committed to the consumer. We're committed to the brands. And quite frankly, we're committed to all those people that are managing risk around. So our clients are also, you know, the merchant credit card processors. What bad thing happens when your merchant card processing gets turned off? Because, you know, some information wasn't provided to them in a timely manner. Well, guess what? I've gotten involved on my consulting side of helping a couple brands get their processing turned back on. And it was a stupid mistake. You know, it was a COA that was a couple COAs that were not dated properly, or a new product they forgot to tell the merchant about, but it got caught in an audit, and all of a sudden processing's down. So, you know, I believe that the data that we're providing and the ecosystem we're providing, there's lots of stakeholders, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, the trucking companies, the merchants, the manufacturers, the distributors. And guess what? At the end of this chain, very important, without the consumer, none of this is possible for any of us.
I'm here with Brian Fitzpatrick, the CEO of Credible, and the website is QREDIBLE.com. Take a look at the website while we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Brian Fitzpatrick, the CEO of Credible, with a Q instead of a CR. Now, one of the things that's been talked about is, we have already talked about on previous episodes here on the program, right now the possible, what's already been brought up as a bill in Congress, the Hemp and Hemp-Derived CBD Consumer Protection and Market Stabilization Act of 2023. And this bill, when I'm looking at it, it would regulate food and dietary supplements made with CBD. Now, while with your platform, you've already been looking to go ahead and create that opportunity to verify and earn consumer trust, what do you think about the fact that the policymakers, it looks like what they're trying to do is that they want to go ahead and have more information on the labeling of each product. So it would give a chance to give more information in terms of, you know, how it was harvested, maybe just where it comes from, servings, labelings, packaging requirements, conditions of intended use. There's a lot more information that would come on every bottle or every package. When you look at that right there, talk to me about how much easier that would make the CBD and hemp markets, you know, in general, how much easier would it make things, and is it going far enough?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, I agree with the transparency, and because currently it's pretty easy to trick the current system, right?
Right.
So, and that's what enables sort of the bad actors to come in there. But let me tell you something. My background, I came from the financial services side, and I watched what happened when the pendulum swung the other way, for example, in the mortgage industry, because that's the last company I created was on the heels of the 2008 disaster that happened in the mortgage industry. And what happened? The pendulum swung really far the other way, and there became over-regulation. Over-regulation where it created a liquidity crisis where people couldn't even get a mortgage. You know, so the dangers of this, so there's a positive and a negative side to all this legislation. You know, legislation and controls and regulation for the sake of regulation is not a good thing. It has to be done in a way that serves public safety, in a way that drives trust and transparency. And, you know, there has to be some guardrails, but we have to make it so that we make it so restrictive that some good brands that are out there, I mean, there's some folks that have sunk their life savings into creating some of these hemp and CBD brands, and they're doing good work, but we're literally going to regulate them right out of business because of unintended consequences of cost. So what I've always been focused on is how do we use technology to drive down the cost, of compliance? And that's really, really the key to what I have my long-term sights on, is making this so, you know, the regulators can essentially leverage, you know, useful technology that's not overbearing on these companies, but drives the end result of consumer safety, trust, and transparency. And that's I've automated that my entire life. That's what I've been in business to do. And I saw this as a big opportunity several years ago in this space and started to build similar technologies here.
Now, I want to take from a story where you were featured in Benzinga this past February. And you made the point, quote, there is a problem of lack of trust in cannabis. And to solve that problem, we bring a lot of transparency through advanced technologies like blockchain, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. And then you went on to say, I created the first sort of digital automated validation process on a loan level basis. I sold it, that company, and was trying to find an industry where there was a significant lack of trust and transparency. And that's why you've created Credible. And you said that quick specifically, we issue a smart contract ID through the blockchain of that license, and we lock that down. We do the same thing on certifications. If a company is saying that they are certified, USDA certified, they're GMP certified or ISO certified, we validate those certifications and we track when they're expiring. So as I mentioned already, these certifications, you've actually gone through the work of going through and identifying the certifications that matter most in terms of compliance, and you've put it all together. Now, is this something where, and then I'm going to ask about how people can learn about the platform, but when you decided to put this platform together, you know, is it more of like an idea where this approach should be more towards what you like to be as an end goal, where every cannabis control board starts saying, you know what, this is how we're supposed to go ahead and start, until we get full transparency, until we get the full regulations laid out by Congress. Now that the FDA is no longer involved, do we need to go the route of what Credible is doing right now?
Well, let me just tell you, it's, I don't see how else they can get a control of it right now, because it'll, first of all, take them years and years and years to put together the kind of technologies that I've been building for years, right? So, you know, I'm a technologist in this space, and, you know, it's funny, people in New York City think recreational cannabis has been legalized for years. Why? Because there's a dispensary on every block. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the issue to me is very, very basic, is validating and blockchaining down a license. So when the consumer walks by that dispensary, they can take their phone out, they can hit the QR code, and it brings them to the Credible Q Vault. And they can actually see that this is a properly licensed dispensary in the state of New York. And, oh, what else can we learn about them? Right. Oh, here's the Q report on them that shows this company is USDA organic. This company has EGMP certifications, you know, and it can actually see that the other bona fides of this company. And to me, you know, that's absolutely critical. And even though, so a great example. So in New York, Governor Hochul has put a little QR code as well. Now, what's that going to tell them? It's going to tell them that it's licensed, right? But if that company loses its license, you know, are they up to date on that? Number one. Number two, what else are they telling a consumer that's important? Well, I'm going to lead the consumer right to that website. I'm going to show them. We have a proprietary rating system, by the way, that we'll be launching, so consumers can rate these brands and I can provide the analytics back to these brands. So it gives the opportunity for the dispensary to not only show that they are a quality company doing all the right things,
right,
but to connect them to the experience of the operator. The other thing that we want to do is we want to bring certified clinician programs, which we are working on with some universities right now, because, you know, listen, bud tender is sort of, you know, it's not truly where we need to go, you know, but a certified clinician, you know, would be, when, you know, you're not going to get grandma talking to a bud tender, but you might get grandma talking to a clinician who, by the way, grandma's already filled out sort of a pre-certification sheet on Credible that has been delivered to the dispensary. And now the dispensary knows what grandma's dealing with. So when she comes into this dispensary, they can already target for her the products that make most sense. So that's the shadow market I'm talking about, and the safety that's right. needed to wake up this shadow market in that trust and transparency. And guess what? If the government wants to tap into, you know, our database, it's really there for the benefit of trust and transparency, and, right. and we'll be able to accomplish way more than they can just because we're a tech company. And yeah. The government, you know, may have some technology prowess, but they don't build everything. They can't build everything. They don't have the time, money, or, you know, budget to do that.
And, you know, when you make that point about bud tenders and what their role should be instead, I've been saying that they should be more like the pharmacist. They should be more like what you're seeing in a medical dispensary. That is more of the approach. You just can't necessarily do, you know what, when it comes to the strains, I think they have to do that. You can do you could have somebody come on if it's beverages, if it's consumables. I think that might be a little more feasible, but not with the strains itself. When somebody's going to go through and use it as they're going to use it in terms of either as a dab or, you know, however they're going to go ahead and smoke it. The smokables need somebody that is a little more of a medical kind of pedigree, as opposed to just saying, oh, well, we've tried this and we're instead of being a tastemaker. I think right. that's how it should be. I do Absolutely. Agree with that.
Yeah, we're not trying, you know, ice cream flavors here, right? Right. You know, or so this is, I mean, this is important. And by the way, I mean, this plant has a purpose. And, you know, we were created with endocannabinoid system. And the fact of the matter is it gets triggered through the plant. So the goodness of that has been put here for a good purpose. You know, and people can't believe I'm in this industry because they've always known me to be the banking guy, you know, the banking regulation right. technology guy. And they ask me, you know, well, how'd you get into that business? My mother to this day still thinks I sell weed. You know, she blesses herself every time she talks to her friends. And I said, right. Mom, I don't sell weed.
The truth is there's a lot more people in the financial sector that are in cannabis. I mean, I can tell you
yes,
a
absolutely.
Lot of financial lending. We talked a lot of them, but in software, this is a different approach.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of a do-good story. And I like that because you are, I mean, when I talk about the fact of compliance, this is the kind of, this is going towards the approach that I think needs to happen on a large scale level. I'm glad this platform you have here does that, but you go through and you actually go through the trouble of identifying all these companies with their certifications. So that if you're going to go and buy that, you have that here. And then you're only taking the flat fee for those using the platform and not on top of that. You're not double dipping.
That's correct.
Very good stuff. I'm here with Brian Fitzpatrick, the CEO of Credible, and the website is QREDIBLE.com. Take a look at the website while we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Brian Fitzpatrick, the CEO of Credible, with a Q instead of a CR. Let's go ahead and send people to the website. Now, again, it's Credible. That's with a Q, Q-R-E-D-I-B-L-E.com. And from there, you can go ahead and, again, you said you have a free app that people can go ahead and get access to. So real quickly, for those that go to the website, what should they do when they join in and what should they get?
So right now we have a waiting list. So when you go to the website, you'll see I'm a business, I'm a consumer. So if you're a consumer, just click I'm a consumer, and we only need your first name, your email address. And because what we're going to do is we're going to use that to give you some tools and resources that we're writing a lot of things. We're providing a lot of free tools. You'll basically get that information from us regularly, but most important, you're going to be notified immediately of when that app is available. And it's going to be available in Apple and all other, so the iOS devices as well as other devices as well. So we're not just coming out for Apple, we're coming out for all mobile devices. And that app, literally, you'll be able to take a picture of the product you're using. It'll go through our database, just like, you know, a Delectable or Vivino for wines. You'll be able to find out, you know, where this, you know, basically where you can get this product. You can register where you're buying your product from, and you can be notified if there's any recalls. So we have a national database of recalls we've put together now. So wow. We're constantly scrubbing every state. Not every state is doing recalls, by the way, but the states that are, you'll get notified if there's a recall on a brand. You know, like if chicken wings get notified, it's on 6 o'clock news, right? So this kind of product, they're not putting on the news, but you need to know about it if there was any type of recall. And plus, we're also allowing, our brands to be able to push out offers, et cetera, so they can communicate with you from there. And that'll be completely free. All of our resources are free to consumers.
Fantastic. Brian, I appreciate you taking time out to come and talk to us. Thank you again for being on. Again, joined here with the CEO of Credible, Brian Fitzpatrick here. Thanks for being on with us. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, it's great talking to you. Great to be on.
And listeners, we'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.